receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The Alex Jones Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
July 27th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the road. We will be live here for the next 4 hours. We have massive guests lined up for you today that we'll be getting to coming up in the next segment. I'll be co-hosting with Harrison Smith, who's back at the Alex Jones Network headquarters in Austin, Texas. AlexJonesLive.com is the coordinates in the information war and a link to share if you want to fight the globalists and be successful against them. All right. An incredible video has surfaced that was shot 150 days ago when this disastrous war started. And it's Lindsey Graham talking about how Trump is the new Roosevelt and Netanyahu is the new Churchill, and how he convinced Trump to go to war with Netanyahu. And how Trump, quote, loves to blow stuff up, and how the war would be over very, very quickly and was going to be a huge success. And Lindsey Graham is basically in total ecstasy. I'm going to play that clip right now because that goes to the headlines we're seeing everywhere at Drudge, you name it, drudgereport.com, and that is stuck. President Trump, 150 days in, is in total, absolute, complete panic mode. The Strategic Oil Reserve runs out this week. The Chinese oil reserve work runs out the next week. Same thing with the EU's oil reserve, strategic oil reserves. This is a disaster. And Trump walked right into the trap. Now he is preparing ground troop invasions of at least Kerry Island. He wants to bomb a whole bunch of so-called nuclear sites. All of this is supposedly to get Iran to come to the table and agree to everything that Israel wants. That is not going to happen. In fact, Iran continues to say, we're not in negotiations with you till you leave the Middle East. We're going to keep blowing up all of your bases, which they've been successfully doing. That's why our ships can't even go in the strait because of all the anti-ship missiles they got from China and more. We told everybody this before the war started. We were right. Mark Levin and the rest of them said that it would just be a piece of cake, an absolute cakewalk, and that is not what happened. And so now this threatens the entire recovery. It's destroying America's name around the world. And the Israel's finance minister said last week, this is a perfect scenario because it will hurt Iran's economy and they don't care about the rest of the world economy. So here is clip six, Lindsey Graham from the grave, just days into the war starting, talking about how Trump, quote, loves to blow things up. I thought this was the peace president who promised he wouldn't get us into an Iran war. Here's the clip.
Virtually everything they have has been knocked out now. Their missile count is going way down.
No.
Amazingly, they're hitting countries
that look what we've done here.
I know.
I almost cried.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how long have we been pushing this?
Well, I mean, you've been pushing this for years, right?
Right. It's here. I talked to Trump this morning.
It's literally.
Oh, he's Jack. Yeah. It's the best thing I've ever done. He loves blowing stuff up. So. You know, there are a lot of people inside didn't want to do it, so I've had my challenges. But President Trump, when he gets into the zone, he listens, he asks good questions, you know, no tweeting. He has done nothing, he hadn't tweeted much at all, no drama. He's been a great wartime president. I said last night that Trump and Bibi are like Roosevelt and Churchill. I mean, they're the right two guys to confront this evil.
Because you gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire.
We'll be right back on the other side. You're the Bald Revere. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones on X. And right up there, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back, my Bald Reveres. Don't forget the news site.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Yeah! From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, July 27th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the road. The great Harrison Smith will be co-hosting with me. We have several huge guests today, like Mark Mitchell and others, to talk about the state of the world, the U.S., the poll numbers, the collapsing numbers for the Republicans, and more. So now the U.S. Senate has a legislation in front of it to literally merge our military and intelligence with the Israelis, have them co-own all of our weapon systems, a literal foreign coup. We now have footage that was just released of Lindsey Graham a couple days into this war, starting 150 days ago, saying that Trump loves to blow things up and that, you know, he convinced Trump to go in. It was going to be a piece of cake. That's what they all told them. And now Trump, of course, for a month has been leaning towards ground troops going into Kirk Island. When I was flying out of Austin a few days ago at the Austin airport, all I saw, I mean, it was literally was troops in, you know, plain clothes, but they had their patches and stuff on their backpacks, their big army bags. And most of them were ground troops. They were airborne troops, regular army, logistics people, you name it. And then when I made connecting flights, it was the same thing. Mobs of troops, huge groups of them. And I talked to a lot of them. They said, well, we're not going to get exactly where we're going. But a lot of them had patches on their backpacks. I guess so people know where they're going. And it was Israel. It was Jordan. It was Kuwait. It was Saudi Arabia. But mainly Jordan. Mainly Jordan. A lot of them did say, yeah, I'm going to Jordan. Some would say, oh, I can't tell you where I'm going. So there you go. And, of course, it's in the news. There's a massive surge to the Middle East. And we can expect a ground invasion of at least Kirk Island. That'll be a pawn sacrifice. It's totally surrounded there in the Strait of Hormuz. Other islands are planning to go into. Kirk Island is outside of that. And then once all that kicks off, the troops will get attacked. And then we'll be told, well, we've got to be there because they're killing our troops. Just like when troops got killed a few weeks ago by that missile attack in Jordan, ballistic missile attacks. We were then told that that's the reason we're there. We're also told we're there to open the Strait of Hormuz, but the Strait of Hormuz was open before this disastrous situation unfolded. So this is an incredible clip. I can play it 20 times in a row. This is Lindsey Graham. This just was released over the weekend. And there he is with the corporate media behind the scenes with him. And he's saying the best thing he ever did was convince Trump to go to war and that Trump loves to, quote, blow things up. So here he is from the grave. And that ties in with more reports of ground troops. They're calling it the nuclear option. They're talking about using nukes, quote, tactical nukes, which then sets the precedent for the Russians and others to use nukes. Then we have Mark Levin saying that Iran would be a fast war. And then we have Greg Bovino, former head of the Border Patrol, saying, yes, the Israelis have indeed trained the Border Patrol. Now, that's no secret. There's been other groups training them as well. But when you do have the Israelis doing this on top of merging with our military and intelligence and controlling so much of Congress through AIPAC, it really is the main national security threat. And I said that months ago, just a week or so before the Defense Intelligence Agency came out with its official warning report to the president, it's public, Details are classified, saying the number one intelligence threat of espionage is now Israel, not communist China. And it had been communist China previously. All people that absolutely obsessed over Israel, and again, there's a thunderstorm, I think Israel did, or somebody falls on a banana peel, they think it's Israel. And that's discrediting. There's plenty of bad stuff Israel does. We should talk about it and not make stuff up. They would get mad. I talk about communist China. Communist China is in the main AI race with us. They have 90%+ of rare earth minerals. They've bought off a lot of Congress, particularly the Democrats, but also Mitch McConnell and his wife are known Chi-Com agents. That is a well-established fact. And China's still there, still causing major problems, but Israel's making a true run on controlling not just foreign policy, but the domestic policy of the United States, having legislation passed by 38 states that if you criticize Israel in any way, you cannot have any state contract to build a highway, to paint a school gymnasium, to carry out the trash. I mean, anything. This is social credit score, and again, completely unconstitutional. I'm not going to spend the whole day on Israel today. We're going to have Mark Mitchell on, the top pollster. Now we learned censored by Rasmussen, by Republican groups when he was warning Trump last year at the White House that his new actions not being focused on America first were so disastrous. And so he basically got shut down there. So he left Rasmussen. He'll be unfiltered next hour with Harrison Smith and myself breaking it all down. We're also going to get into Mondami and his fake campaign promises and how the Democrat socialists plan to take over the country and all of the different, well, we can't do all of them, but some of the different Islamic attacks in different parts of the world, mainly Europe, in Paris and in Germany and many other places. And we have the media trying to cover up that it's Muslims running over people at gay pride events screaming Allah Akbar, and that it's Muslims stabbing men, women, and children screaming Allah Akbar. But so many times people have cameras on the ground when it happens, they're able to show who did it. Then the police come and harass and many times arrest those that expose who has launched the attack. So that is all coming up as well today. All right, now let's go to Lindsey Graham, and then we're going to dovetail that with just back-to-back clip 6, 78, and 68. And so here is the nightmare situation. The headline is basically the same from Drudge, the Washington Post, to the Wall Street Journal. Trump is stuck. The White House admits he wants out. He wants Iran to make a deal. But after another 2 weeks of total pounding of Iran, Iran says, screw you, we're not at the negotiating table. We have closed the Strait of Hormuz. They officially have announced that they own it and control it and are ready for full war, begging the U.S. to send in ground troops. And again, Trump wants to do this, but he knows Americans are against it. So sending troops into a few of the islands like Kirk Island will be the camel's nose in the tent flap, just like Ukraine. So this is a terrible turn of events. The good news is everybody from Bill O'Reilly to Glenn Beck to Laura Ingraham, to you name it, are telling Trump he needs to end this war. He needs to get the military out of there. He needs to not get deeper into this huge mistake that he made. So here is this disgusting clip of Lindsey Graham, and then we'll go to the other clips.
Virtually everything they have has been knocked out now. Their missile count is going way down.
No.
Amazingly,
look what we've done here.
I know.
I almost cried.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how long have we been pushing this?
Well, I mean, you've been pushing this for years, right?
Right. It's here. I talked to Trump this morning.
It's literally.
Well, he's jacked.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I've ever done. He loves blowing stuff up. So, you know, there are a lot of people inside didn't want to do it, so I've had my challenges. But President Trump, when he gets into the zone, he listens, he asks good questions, you know, no tweeting. He has done nothing. He hadn't tweeted much at all, no drama. He's been a great wartime president. I said last night that Trump and Bibi are like Roosevelt and Churchill. I mean, they're the right two guys to confront this evil.
The Iranians have been at war with us for over four decades. But if we wanted to go to war, we know how to go to war. George W. Bush showed us. You send 400,000 troops in, and you defeat Iraq in about 43 minutes. We can do the same with Iran. Maybe it'd take 54 minutes.
So 54 minutes, he said they would fall. Now, I'm going from memory. Are we 150 days in yet? Or maybe put that on screen. How many days are we in now here? Into the trap with that Israel now says is the perfect situation. Yep, got us stuck in there, got us in there as their proxy. It's like NATO uses Ukraine as a proxy against Russia. Isn't that just great? And if we don't like it, and we're 149 days to change in, well, then they'll just primary anybody with AIPAC, with foreign money, total open foreign election meddling, and control everything we heard about Russia. You notice the Israel First lobby claims, I'm a Russian, I'm an Iranian, I'm also an Easter Bunny and a Chinese jet pilot from Mars. And that's what we're supposed to put up with. But it's a total integration, a total training to basically turn America into an apartheid-type state with the elites versus the people using racial division like they do in prisons to control everybody. Here's Greg Bovino talking about the Israelis training the internal police force that we now have that is Homeland Security. Here it is.
Israel, like, you know, the nation over there has a lot of influence on the Israeli government, has a lot of influence on our politicians over here, I think, is what he was kind of getting at.
I see. Yeah. And I, you know, I'm not a politician, so I don't know. And, you know, yeah. It's the only dealings I ever had with the Israelis is when I was a young agent with BORTAC, Border Patrol Tactical Unit. They sent me to a VIP security school. And it was ran by the Israelis. And let me tell you,
IDF actually does work with Border Patrol and ICE, because I've always heard that.
Well, it was that school was for all law enforcement. It was They put it on. It was Israeli. They contracted with Israeli instructors. They had a lot of experience, and they were really good. I'll hands off some of the best training I've ever had. They did not F around. So that was back, you know, 2000, 2001. But I understand what people are saying. Yeah. Perhaps there is an outsized influence by Israel. I've never really been up against that. But then again, I'm not a politician. Israel wouldn't, you know, influence me, the Mossad or whatever. You know, however they do that, I'd like to know what is the influence? How do they do that?
Well, let's talk about that. For 50 years, the ADL has trained police, and it's gotten more intense. They give awards out to police chiefs and other police. And all of that stuff we saw under Bill Clinton and Obama to train to take on the constitutional terrorists, all those newscasts we played, all the secret documents law enforcement military gave us that were concerned, talked about the fact that the ADL got in trouble back in the 90s, breaking into police department intelligence files. They don't have to do that now because they do most of the training politically for the police around the country. That's the fact. Trump early on in his administration said they were going to stop that because they found the ADL was lying about Trump. But when they backed off that, now they're back more than ever. And then you have the clergy response teams under InfraGuard, and the FBI started after 2001. And it wasn't training to look for Muslims doing terror attacks. It was for training clergy response teams during crises like gun confiscation. I have ABC News reporting that. It's in my films. You just type in Katrina, clergy response teams, gun confiscation. You'll see the preachers. And in fact, Rob Dew, it's in Police State 4. So Rob, after the live show today, we're sending it to Wilson to add it to this report from the live show. We put a clip out. Let's put the clergy response team clip in right here from, I think it was Police State 4, ABC News. About the preachers are there when they have to confiscate the guns with the nationwide martial law, fighting the constitutional terrorist patriots, that when they have to kill and shoot Americans, that the preachers will tell everybody it is of the Lord, Romans 13, render unto Caesar things that are Caesar's and those to God that are God's. And of course, it's totally taken out of context and twisted. It was Hitler's favorite Bible quote, was Romans 13. And they say under Romans 13, they're preparing to kill you and take your guns. And they go to a person's house, we'll turn them in, and they kill them. And that's and let's put the full, let's couple newscasts. Let's just put those newscasts in here. Because people tend to think I'm making this stuff up. It's so crazy. Yeah, there's the old ADL spying stuff they got in trouble for. So that's really what's going on here. And that's the reality. Oh my gosh, the crew literally just found the clip in 10 seconds. Okay, now I'm impressed. Maybe we should get the clip and just play it live for everybody right now, because you won't have to wait a few hours. So we posted it at X at Relox Jones and Rumble.com, right over here, Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Be a pity if you shared that link. The globalists sure hope you don't. ADL sure hopes you don't share that and follow that and hit your email list and text message list for that. That might cause a chain reaction. We might take the country back if we did that. Alex Jones Live. Alex Jones Live right there. Alex Jones Show Live, rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live. And our big mothership site with all the free feeds, the audio, the articles, the reports, our other host, special guest, alexjoneslive.com, right there, alexjoneslive.com. Here it is right here. It would be a pity if you shared alexjoneslive.com. So I can just go on for days with all this, okay? But they also have the preachers trained during the next lockdown to tell you something, the Lord, stay in your home, take your shots. This is called brainwashing, and the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center have been at the heart of the whole thing and at the heart of helping us get sued and attacked and infiltrated and all the other crap we've gone through with the CIA and DOJ. It's all come out in court. So remember, when you share AlexJonesLive.com, it is a revolutionary act. You are the Paul Revere's. So I'm going to table the Israel stuff for now. And when I talk to the crew during the break, if they've been able, I want to make sure it's the, because I've actually made two films and I've got, like, now that memory serves, 7 or 8 newscast about clergy. That's the one right there. And those are just clips of the film. We actually have the full newscast, or even worse. So since the guys were able to find them and how they found them in 30 seconds, that's crazy. Okay, that's good. Wow, I'm impressed. Okay, my OCD is really happy now. my goodness. Okay, when we come back from break, we'll actually play that. And then I'll move on from the Israel stuff. But, you know, I have a neuroses, which is good neuroses, that I just have to show you everything I say. When they say I've done these things that I didn't do, that they don't show you because it's all lies. I never went to Connecticut, never peed on graves. Everybody harassed people's parents. Nobody did. It's all lies. But they just say it, so it must be true. But when I show you a clip, like Bill Gates saying we need to get rid of half the world's population, you know, we actually show you the clip. When I say Bill Gates is releasing mosquitoes on you that have had a bacteria added to it that creates reduced fertility in all animals they bite, I show you the clips. In fact, I have some of those clips today. So we've got a big transmission lined up for you. Just remember, we want to reach new people. Share the live feeds right now at Real Alex Jones on X and follow us there at Real Alex Jones on X. We'll put that URL up. And, of course, there it is. Wow. How did I know I was going to say that? Instant. Are we, like, simpatico, mind-melded right now? Did Spock just reach through the camera? And, like, am I now, like, in live-time AI hooked to the crew? This is faster than AI. What the hell is going on here? So follow me at Real Alex Jones. But bringing in the mighty Harrison Smith, ladies and gentlemen, because he's got several big guests up today and a huge amount of research he's prepared. He'll fully host 3 hours today. We're in the first hour right now. And that's a funny commercial I sent the crew to. But let's bring Harrison Smith in right now to tell us what he's got coming up today. I'm going to get into Islam. I'm going to get into the revolt against the data centers, the latest on Flock, and more. Harrison, good to see you, my friend.
Very good to see you too, Alex. And I may have overprepared today. I'm a little bit too prepared because obviously we have the Iran war, the merger there. We'll be talking to Michael Yon about that and giving a strategic overview of how Ukraine and Iran are now sort of merging into the world war that we predicted long ago. Obviously, the videos of Lindsey Graham that are coming out from this unaired documentary from before his death are extremely interesting. I want to make a note because the video you just played of Greg Bovino, I want to give a shout out to the young man interviewing him. His name's Tyler Henderson. You can follow him on X at TylerH_OK. He's a 19-year-old from Oklahoma. And I know this because he is desperate to be hired by Alex Jones Network and has been DMing me about 3 times a day saying, how do I get a job? So this is a note to our audience. We are looking to expand. We are looking to generate this, you know, the next generation of content creators. And this young man, Tyler Henderson, is obviously off to a great start. So I hope people can support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com so we can grow and hire more people like this young man, Tyler, who is very motivated to get involved in the political sphere. Obviously, we have the diary of Anthony Fauci, where he basically admits everything about covering up the COVID where it came from, the origin of COVID. I mean, that is absolutely bombshell after bombshell coming out of that diary. Got to cover that. Netanyahu and Zelensky are on their way to the United States for Lindsey Graham's funeral and to meet with Donald Trump. So we can expect another, you know, development in the world war, despite the fact that we are apparently incapable of waging the war in the way that we have because our stockpiles are so low. They're practically diminished. to nothingness, as well as the strategic reserve. Things aren't going well. And I don't know if it's a Muslim holiday or something, Alex, but obviously there are stabbings and car attacks going on in Europe here as well. Multiple like mass shootings over the weekend. I mean, things are just off the rails. And I have probably 300 stories to cover today. I don't know how I'm going to get to all of them or even half of them. But Michael Yon and Mark Mitchell will be joining me.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm glad. We'll only get the small portion of the Muslim attacks because I know that's the problem, is literally hundreds of different horrible stories a day. Yep. But let's get started next segment, because that was next to my stuff here, because we have the Germans on TV saying, God, I wish it was a Christian ran over us with cars. At the event, they get run over. They get up on the mic and say, we hope it's a white guy. We hope it's not a Muslim. Of course, it was a Muslim. And then you have the Allahu Akbar stabbing in Paris. And they caught the guy while he's doing it. So the only reason we know it was a Muslim, because he says, I'm doing it for Allah. And I know you've got a lot more as we witness these Islamic uprisings take place today. But couldn't have better guests than Michael Yon and, of course, Mark Mitchell coming up today. But I'm glad we are literally simpatico. This is crazy today. I was about to say, when you were saying we need to hire this young man, I've seen his work. It's up to the audience. If they go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the very best supplements, the very best wide selection of Patriot apparel, collectible coins, knives, everything, very best water filtration for showers, you name it, it will fund our operation. The pricing is very low. The quality is very high. It takes money to do this. You do it. We've had a network before that was 15 hours a day. Then we got attacked and cut back to 10. You know, now we're at, you know, eight hours there, whatever. We are ready. The new studios are being built. It is all happening. We'll have some big announcements in the next few weeks, but we have enough funds right now to run at the level we're at. And if we save the money we're bringing in to hire the crew, those that would take me about a year or two to save the money just to do the big expansion, it's not, we're not there. So it's simple. We will deliver. We've done nothing but deliver in the past. We will deliver, but we need your support at thealexjonesstore.com. And right now there's a big sale going where you can get Ultramethylene Red, our proprietary product that goes with Methylene Blue, but does a whole bunch of different stuff. It's amazing. Go research the ingredients for yourself. 50% off. And a bunch of other products, 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge selections, the very best Patriot apparel. So excited to wear that out in public. In fact, guys, I know there's some new specials too. So one thing I forgot to get was the today's new specials. Now they've got some new specials as well. But we've got tank tops now. We've got shorts now. All different sorts of kind of designer clothes. There's now over 1,000 different types of apparel. We've got all the Christian line. We've got the Crusader line. We've got the classic Americana line, politically incorrect line. We've got the America 250 line. A lot of this stuff is my concepts, which I notice you're like me, folks. Whatever I think is cool, it always is the most popular, because it's not, you know, it's not that I'm cool. We just all have the same, you know, vision here. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's simple. Become a VIP for $30 a month, canceling time for free, but you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, bigger sales on top of everything. If you're buying anything, become a VIP just in checkout. Click VIP. It's recurring charge every month. One click, you are out of it. It is just a commitment to get the better deals and to support what we're doing. There is nowhere where you spend your money where you get bigger bang for the buck. And I know Harris is behind the scenes. He knows the finances. He's got all these great people he's recommending. I think a lot of them are great. We want to go 20 hours a day live. We want to do a two-hour late-night show. Wait to see the new studios, like Jimmy Carson style. It's all happening, but I need your support. There's nowhere it's proven itself like we have. Thanks for your support. We will go all the way with your support, and the globalists hate it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Massive news straight ahead. Share the live feeds now. There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. If you loved Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy, this is basically the same formula, but even stronger with some other ingredients added that make it even better. Time released with all of the key minerals and vitamins and cofactors. It is incredible. Methylene Red Capsules. This is a proprietary product that goes with Methylene Blue, but by itself supercharges your cells and your whole body as a stimulant, but doesn't feel like one with no letdown. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in Ultimate Methylene Red. I should spend 5 minutes just telling you what this does. Go read the ingredients, ask ChatGPT or Grok about it. Ask them what these things will do for you. In fact, I did this with the Methylene Red when it came out 6 months ago. I want to do that again and just show you what it says about it. I mean, this is high-end stuff at a low price. You can get it for 50% off right now. Methylene Red Capsules, introducing those. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, which is the kava and all the rest of it. You'll be totally calm, but also focused. That goes great with Ultimate Energy. You stack them. And a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. Most of the apparel has like a 75% markup. If it's a small, it costs less, so it's 100%. When you buy like an XXL, it's less than 100% markup. It's like 75%. So when you have 30% off on the apparel, we're making like $5 on it. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. It's super lightweight, amazing. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. And it's you know, what everybody I see wears at the gym. I mean, it's just that they're great. And it's got a ring of stars with 1776 on the right hip. Very clean, very nice. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We have all these pure Americana beauties. We've got the new white trash collection that we should pull up and show people. That's what I'm calling it, because I always see truckers and stuff wearing it. I mean that affectionately. But it's, you know, a beautiful Daisy Duke or beautiful blonde, beautiful brunette, you know, with 1776 across it, Texas flag, rebel flags, American flags, Gadsden flags. We got a whole bunch of these Texas Rebel limited edition vintage style t-shirt. I love it. These are obnoxious. If you're going to go big. There's a whole line of those bad boys with the beautiful ladies on them right now at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the very best shower filters with the highest ratings, cutting out the most garbage at the lowest price. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing, my favorite cross, Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here in a minute or two, we're going to go to the Islamic berserking that's going on and get Harrison Smith's take on that and more. But before we go any further, speaking of funding this operation and enriching your health and your life, I'm going to tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. Now, if you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigly. And they went and they used the same service as you know, the big web RXs and great people we've used that have been sponsors in the past, but this is Bigly doing it. And the key is it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple of years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. M-E-B-E-N-D-A-Z-O-L-E. And it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research. And they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went and I got it. And from a doctor, and it was incredible. And my own medical doctor who owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years, and I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo, the ivermectin and the mebendazole together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. But ladies and gentlemen, just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician. And when you go to the website, it's, you know, an online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend, but talk to your doctor. This is my own personal opinion. What I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole, and it is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week, but I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor to tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple of times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. Now, Bigly is going to have a full online pharmacy. They could already do it right now. Everything. Okay. But they're launching just with this right now. And that was my choice because I want to focus on the ivermectin with the mebendazole. All right. And I want you to do your own research. Okay. You just type in Mel Gibson, mebendazole. See what Mel Gibson had to say about it. Joe Rogan, mebendazole. And again, we'll put it up there on screen. And you can do your own research on this. But I'm telling you, write down those names. But particularly, not just ivermectin, that's well known. What's really powerful for the particular thing is mebendazole. Mebendazole. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So, and again, most people think of parasites as like big worms, and a lot of people have that. You know, Kennedy had one in his brain, RFK Jr. Yeah, it's obviously great for that. There's thousands of different types of what you call a classic worm or amoebas, you know, all sorts of things out there. But most of the parasites that most people have are microscopic. They're bacteria or they're fungus or they're microplasms. So much of the different types of joint pain and arthritis people have is caused by microplasms living in the joints. So it's incredible. And so many people have all these issues and chronic fatigue, you name it. And that's why so many doctors now and nurse practitioners and others are saying you need to do regimens of this. And I don't know why I didn't listen to my doctor. Gosh. Well, he told me to get on ivermectin about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and mebendazole. And I went in and just got it online. He also told me 8 years ago, get on methylene blue. The first time I ever heard of it, I ordered it from Amazon. Didn't really do anything. I've told us so many times. When we got the medical grade, totally different. That's also available at thealexjonesstore.com. Same folks, Bigly. And by next week, they're going to go ahead and pull the trigger. So when you call, you'll be able to see everything, any basic prescription, you know, out there, you name it. Once you talk to the doctors, the nurses, once they, you know, do the online telemedicine, if they think that's right for you. So I'm not telling you, you'll hear what you should do or what you shouldn't do. I'm telling you what I've done. And I'm telling you that you need to listen to me. You listen to me very, very careful. I want you to just type in the word of the drug that I want you to put into the, at the end of it, study. And just do your own research right there. Just the word study on and MEBENDAZOLE. But with ivermectin, you can type in ivermectin, minbenazidil, study, those two together as well. Search studies, ivermectin, minbenazidil together, and then do your own research and wonder why you never heard about this. Now, maybe you heard about this before, but kind of forgot, didn't pay attention, didn't take it seriously. I had Patriot groups 25 years ago telling me about minbenazidil and what it did. And I have to tell you, you're at some Patriot conference or at some preparedness expo, and somebody's sitting there with dewormers, you know, telling you this stuff about ivermectin and minbenazidil, and I'm just like, okay. But then I remember that when I worked for a large animal vet off and on for several years, first time was when I was 10, one summer for like a month, and like a 12, I worked another few months. And then I took a year off high school for fighting issues in Dallas. So my parents could move to Austin, and I worked a year for a large animal vet in East Texas. And I remember him, whenever he was getting sick or the wintertime came around, taking ivermectin. And they had the stuff he gave the cows. And we would get paid to, you know, go to somebody's ranch. They put the cows in the squeeze chute. You'd have a big, like a caulk gun, and it would have like a hook on it, not a sharp hook, but just a hook that went like that and had like a nozzle on it. And you'd get up by the cow, it'd go to the squeeze chute, they'd squeeze it down. And then my job would either be delivering the ivermectin, and they had some other dewormer stuff they gave. Or it would be when the cow's head came to the chute, I would stick up the tongs, put it in its nose, clamp it with a rope, tie the head to a point sticking out so it couldn't hurt you with its horns. And I only tell that story for any ranchers or farmers or people who've done this. So they go, oh, yeah, we've done that. And you've done the exact same thing. But it, but again, back then, I'm 16, not really paying attention. So I'm 52 now. This stuff is known. And but now it's in the studies. Now it's in the research. Not just what ivermectin does for parasites, not just what it does for viruses. Imagine if anything replicating that's bad, what else replicates that's bad? What else is there? Well, you just need to go look this up for yourself. And parasites, oh yeah. There's all sorts of things in the body that you can call that, right? What's a parasite? Does whatever it wants, takes over, lives off the host until it what? Until it does bad things to it. Sometimes parasites can kill you. Well, there's all sorts of parasites going on in the body. And so much stuff that goes on out there, we now know, is the misdiagnosing other things, saying it's one thing when it's really parasites. Or the parasites actually trigger some of the bad things. Do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers, 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates. And it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make, 1776RX.health, and get your ivermectin mebezidol right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to thealexshowstore.com. This is the big summer mega sale going on right now. A whole bunch of the items are 50% off. The others are 40% off. These are incredible products. All these things work. And I have sexy names, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research our CMOS. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just go out and find out whoever's the top seller, highest ratings, best testing, private label it. We don't reinvent the wheel around here. No, we don't reinvent the wheel. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at thealexshowstore.com and, of course, as well at 1776rx.health. Take action now. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink. Thank you so much for your support. All right, let's go back now to Harrison Smith. And he's got Mark Mitchell coming up. He's got, obviously, Michael Yon. But I know one of those hours is going to be just open, just him, when he does the deeper dive on Islam. But to start out, let's go to clip 74. This is Zohran Mamdani. Remember all his campaign promises? Free bus rides, and then he doubled the prices, no free bus rides. And then he said rent controls, but instead he's just taking private property and people don't put the new Green Deal upgrades in that on the cheaper houses cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, on the bigger buildings, tens of millions or more. But then the big globalist companies, they're basically exempt from that. They're using it to steal property as well as now he's paying for parents to have babysitters. They go to movies or get drunk, but they're cutting any funding for homeless or veterans. They're funding money for sex changes and cutting children's genitals off. It's not really a sex change. All of there's plenty of money for anything that's evil, but nothing for anything good. Here's Mondami. And then I want to go after him right into a Paris stabbing, but we'll introduce that first. Just remember what Mondami said he would do and now what you've gotten. And that's how communism works. It's not that it doesn't work. It works great for tyrants to take over. And then the public, like buying lottery tickets, will just buy more and he'll win someday. Or degenerate gamblers, oh, we'll just mortgage your house. You know, you're down $1 million, just sell your house. And they sign the forms right there and boom, here's more money, and they lose it an hour later. Once they get you caught, they say, well, don't give up. Get deeper into it. That's how the Nigerian email scams have gone on since the 90s happened. Get an email saying, I'm Prince Abdul Gabab Chaman Gububu, literally. And if you send me $5,000, I will send you $50,000. And people go, oh, my God, my day has come. They send $5,000. They go, oh, I'm sorry. This is Prince Babubu's representative. He loves you. And you're going to get $100,000 if you just send $5,000 more. You send $5,000, you're out $10,000. You don't want to admit you've been conned. And then finally, we're going to lie to talk to Prince Mambubu himself on the phone. Prince Mambubu, Babubu, Bakabab, calls you and says, you were very special. Send me $10,000 more, and I will now give you $1 million. You send him $10,000 more. Now you're out $20,000. And then suddenly the phone number goes dead, and you're out $20,000. When your family or friends tell you you got conned, you get mad at them, don't want to admit you were wrong, and say, no, you're just jealous that Prince Mambubu loves me. I actually had that happen with some distant family. There was a talk show host on GCN, who was a popular nighttime host. I heard him on air saying that he literally was in contact with the Nigerians. I called in and I said, either you're helping them or you're being conned. And he wasn't helping him because he wasn't giving out the email. He was just saying the name of the prince. So it was like Babu Babubu or something. And then I learned in Austin the scam was happening. Can't make this up. One time about, gosh, this had to be about 15 years ago when I hang out with Mike Judge a lot. He loved to go out and hear live music, live country and rockabilly late at night. We were in East Austin at this big dive bar, and everybody got really excited. There's about 100 people in there, and all of a sudden, this old Cadillac pulls up, and these Nigerians get out in royal robes, and they're going, it is King Jagongu, or something like that. And some people were laughing. Others were all conned. They come in, drinks, food. Oh, my God. Oh, no, he's here to invest in the bar. Everyone's kissing his ass. Mike Judge is sitting there with me laughing. But, I mean, I learned, like, they don't just scam. I'm saying all Nigerians. They don't just scam on email. They scam in the real world. And they had people investing with a clipboard and files in his incredible new investment that you get 100-to-1 on if you just give to it. That's what communism is. So here's Zohran Mamdani.
Mamdani is the mini Ayatollah. Watch this.
We are going to freeze the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants and use every resource at our disposal to build housing for everyone who needs it.
دل خوش نباشید که مسکن فقط می‌سازیم. آب و برق را مجانی می‌کنیم برای طبقه مجتمع.
We are going to eliminate the fare on every single bus line.
اتوبوس را مجانی می‌کنیم برای طبقه مجتمع.
We will make our city one where every person who calls it home can live a dignified life.
All right, so Zohran Mamdani is basically saying the same lines as this guy did. And what was the result? What were some of the horrible things that this guy did when he was in power? He ordered the 1988 mass execution of political prisoners. They executed thousands of political prisoners who refused to denounce their beliefs. They were hanged in groups, directed large-scale executions of political opponents after the 1979 revolution. Reports document torture, sexual violence, and killings. He also issued this in 1989, which ordered Muslims worldwide to kill the author of the Satanic Verses because he said it was blasphemy. Of course, they persecuted all other religious minorities, so this is going to be us in America. And then we have the Sharia law stuff with severe punishments for dissent, women, and moral crimes. So this is all what's going to come to America. Zohran Mamdani is just a Trojan horse for the Islamic takeover of America. That's all it is.
All right. So a lot of listeners, whenever we criticize Shiites and the mullahs over in Iran, they think, well, wait a minute, you're against the war. But then you criticize Islam constantly and criticize the mullahs. We're not three-year-olds, folks. I know most listeners get this. But for some of you, let me explain, okay? Maybe some new listeners or viewers. I can be against rattlesnakes and cobras in my bed. I can be against black widows and brown recluses. I can be against being shot with a shotgun or being stabbed with a bowie knife. We're against expansionist Orthodox Islam. We know Mamdani secretly meets the Iranian leadership and is a jihadi and is a Shiite. And so we're standing against that. And we also knew that Israel was trying to suck us into a quagmire war for chaos. They knew that the mullahs wouldn't fall. The Pentagon knew that, told Trump. And now their ministers, both their intelligence head, national security head, Gavir, and their finance head, all came out in the last few weeks. We played the clubs. And said, this is ideal. We wanted a quagmire. Okay, so it's not me. It's them telling you this. So if I could hit a button and make the mullahs go away, I'd do it. Send it to Mars. It wasn't going to work. That's why I was against it. We were right. 150 days in. This is a total disaster. So everybody get confused. Wait, you don't like Israel running our government and our military and taking our free speech, but you also don't want the Muslims running our government taking our free speech. Because it's outside groups that want to take the country over. And then China wants to, too, so I'll talk about them. And the EU is suing a bunch of our companies and trying to control speech. I mean, most of the regulations we're under the internet now is the EU trying to make us have internet ID and all this. I'm against the EU. Remember, the UK wants to arrest a bunch of American citizens. Look what they've done to the Tates. I mean, any predator group, I expose them. There's lots of them. Israel's now the lead elephant, okay? But I don't hate everybody in Israel, hate everybody in Iran, hate everybody in China. I don't like their leadership and what they're doing. Now, there's a bunch of these clips, and Harrison has more coming up. But here's Paris. As long as we know it's a Muslims because they tackled him and stopped him and he admitted it. Then there was also a gay pride parade. A bunch of people got run over and hurt and killed. And then they jump up at the event. It's in German. And they say, we sure hope it's a white Christian. And of course, it wasn't. The only reason we know this is because people got video of who did it. So play those clips back to back, both in Paris and in Germany. A bunch of shootings, stabbings in the U.S., and a whole bunch of churches burned down in New York. Then someone turns out it's Muslims, turns out it's arson. It's in the back of the newspaper, and Mamdani will not decry it. Let's go ahead and roll those clips. Your radio listener, you can't see the closed captioning. Yeah. TV viewers always ask why I narrate. Well, just, we're on 400 radio stations plus. Here they are right after they get attacked at the gay pride parade. Oh, we hope it's a white guy. We hope it's a German. And it wasn't. He said he did it because they were gay. Here they are getting run over. So, just remember what these Islamic countries are like, too, like Pakistan. We're told that, and that's clip 80, we're told that, you know, we're evil. We can't have air conditioning. We can't have cars. We got to pay carbon taxes. We can't have beef. Can't have a dog because it eats meat. But here's how the Islamics deal with their trash. In places like Pakistan, they just dump it right in the streams and the rivers. So this is a superior culture that we are bringing here. This is what we are told is good. This is what we're told we should submit to, ladies and gentlemen. Now, here's what's going on. Later in the week, I'm going to be hosting most of the show, large portions of it, but Harrison's been out for a week. You can tell he's chomping at the bit. He had his vacation. Now I'm having my work vacation here, but I'll be back next weekend. But I'll be here with you in the transmission because, wow, I've got so much on the AI takeover. We have people all over the country being arrested at city councils that they even clap. They've passed new rules at the different commissions and city councils that no one's allowed to talk or clap. So if you clap, you go to jail. Trump has said we should just get out of the way and accept all this. We're in a race with China. Look, I'm not against this, but you have to have the local communities involved, and they have to have a say. And there's a police state crackdown to the flock cameras. A guy just held up a sign in front of it, or a pool cleaner, whatever you call the thing with the net. Police came and got him. You got people being arrested. That's clip three for just simply clapping one time. I mean, this is crazy. And then now it's not just Flock. There's all these other private companies putting up millions of cameras. We're going to be getting into that. And then there's other viral videos where people are now catching their Alexas typing noises and people talking and people doing things. And now Alexa will start saying private things and secret things to the people's homes. And the people say, how do you know that? You're recording me all the time. And Alexa says, no, I'm not. I promise. It's on all the time. That's how it works. It's in the terms of services. It's been in your house for 15 years with Google Assist, all the rest of it. The CIA director back at the time, Petraeus, said, in the future, everyone will be tracked by. He said, your washing machine will be listening to you. Okay, all the cars now have cameras watching you, listening to you, kill switches in them. This is all here. This is all happening. That is the reality. Meanwhile, we have another video of J.D. Vance that I want to cover when we come back for 5 minutes. On Joe Rogan, an incredible interview from 2 weeks ago, saying the sickest he's basically ever been was after he took the COVID shot. Yeah. Now, why is he doing that? Because he knows it's true. Plus, he's positioning himself to be different from Trump. Coming out, you know, on all these issues, which I say is great because at least rhetorically, it is rhetoric-wise having an effect. But whatever you do, share the live feeds now at alexjoneslive.com/show, or the feeds are right there on the front page. You tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, here's the forbidden show. Here's the information they want to hear from the top pollster, censored pollster, Mark Mitchell, from the historian and top battlefield reporter and former Green Beret, Michael Yon, and of course the veteran patriot Harrison Smith, after a week-long, well-deserved rest, coming up. And I'll do 5 more minutes with Harrison Smith, and then we'll hand the baton fully over to him and more. But remember, if you're listening to my local AM and FM station, support them. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor of those local stations. Thank those local stations. So many stations pick us up at night, love the show, get high ratings, put on during the day. The left calls up stations, threatens them. They take us from at night, recorded to live. So just keep being mean to our stations, folks. They're not cowards like the left. It's backfiring big time. I want to thank all the stations. Be sure and support those. But however you're listening, spread the word now. Spread the word now. That's how we do this. Share the word. Follow us on X at Alex Jones and on rumble.com/ Alex Jones Show Live and alexjoneslive.com. That's the mothership. Most important. That's why I keep hammering it. Thank you so much. Hour number 2, 3, and 4. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Share the links now.
There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots. All 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, go up for spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776. In muscle shirts, a whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery t-shirt. You just put your size in, you get a free mystery t-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.